everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you have arrived at the one place on your internet dial where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Today is Monday, August the 7th, and we are hot and heavy into the throes of summer. It is hot outside. I think it's supposed to be 100 today on the East Coast, and we've had several days over the past month that have hit 100 degrees, so it is hot, and I'm so happy to be here in an air-conditioned office where I bring you the Lifestyle CEO Show. One of the things that we like to do is to give you guys a real look at what it's like to be a Lifestyle CEO and help you network and connect with other people, and we've got a great show for you today. We are going to be talking, as you know, about how to choose a professional quality printer to help you get your marketing materials published, high-quality marketing materials on a budget. But before we get to that, we're going to launch a new facet of the Lifestyle CEO Show today. It is called the Lifestyle CEO Zone. And the Lifestyle CEO Zone is where I pick up the phone and I call another Lifestyle CEO, maybe you. You never know when I'll ring your dial, ring your bell there. And we just chat for a minute about what a real-life Lifestyle CEO is doing in the middle of the day. It's 1 o'clock. You could be having lunch. You could be having a meeting with a client. You could be updating your website. You could be trying to get your kids down for a nap so you can work for a couple of hours. Whatever it is you're doing, we're going to go into the Lifestyle CEO Zone and talk to a Lifestyle CEO just for a few minutes about what it is that they're doing. So welcome to the first edition of the Lifestyle CEO Zone. We're going to go into the zone right now, and we're going to call Frank Viglosi in the state of Maryland. Let's get Frank on the line and see what he's up to. Okay, let's see if we can get Frank there. Hello? Hello, Frank?
Hello, Frank Viglosi, PC911.
Hey, Frank, how are you? You're the first guest on the Lifestyle CEO Zone. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you. I'm just fine today. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing really good. Now, I understand that you have a business helping people fix their PCs, or your business is called PC911. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, Donna Maria, what we do is our motto is computer help in the home. And I keep saying we, but it's only me. I do it by myself, and I just go into houses and help people with whatever problems they might have.
So are you helping someone today?
You got me just as I'm wrapping up with a client right now.
Okay, so you went into their office. Do they have like a home office or something?
Yes, most of my clients are in fact home-based businesses. Here in the Bowie area, we have a lot of people who work out of their home. And most of them just don't have the time to spend on the care and feeding of a computer. So that's when they call me.
So what's your day like work-wise? I mean, do you have a full-time job or are you retired? What's it like for you?
Actually, the truth is I retired from a 30-year position as a computer specialist. I retired in 1998, and that's when I started this up. And my first question was, would anybody even care about such a service? And then I found I got a call and another call and another call, and now it's pretty much of a part-time business with me.
Wow. Well, that sounds really great. So if we're not in Maryland where you are, Frank, how can we find somebody like you to help us? I know a lot of people who, well, if you have a small business, you have to have a computer. And, you know, they lock up and they get viruses. And so you do, it sounds like from the name of your business, PC911, do you do everything from preventive maintenance to 911 work when there's an emergency? How do we find somebody like you, and what kinds of questions do we ask?
Well, it's not easy. There are two general classifications of people that I found in this kind of business. One is somebody like myself, just a guy who does computer stuff, usually somebody who's had experience in the computer business. And when you're dealing with somebody like that, see, it's a good idea to talk to other customers that person has had, other people he's dealt with, find out what the person does and how he comports himself and how much he charges, of course. The second classification would be a number of businesses that have sprung up over the last few years. I know Best Buy has one. A number of major, Circuit City has one. I just found out the other day when I went to a Circuit City, there are people you can get to come to your house also.
Oh, okay. But us Lifestyle CEOs, we'd rather deal with other Lifestyle CEOs like you. So thanks for joining us. Do you have some more client calls this afternoon, other home offices?
Got at least two more, Donna.
All right. Well, you're pretty busy, so go get some lunch. Thanks for joining us in the Lifestyle CEO Zone, Frank.
Well, thank you very much, and good talking to you.
All right. That was really great. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that, and we can look forward to more Lifestyle CEO Zone calls over the next several months. And if you'd like to be included in the Lifestyle CEO Zone, I want you to send me an email to dm@lifestyleceo.com, and we'll see if we can hook you in and let other people see what your workday is like. Now, we're going to move on to our special guest for the day. You know, the more I'm in the business of helping other small businesses, the more I see the value of having some really high-quality marketing materials. Color really sells. Crisp words on pieces of paper also really sell. And, you know, it used to be that it was really, really expensive to get that kind of work, and there weren't a lot of places to go to get those kinds of high-quality professional printed materials. But it's a lot easier these days with the advent of the Internet and other small businesses and lifestyle CEOs who are doing this kind of work. And we've got one today on our show. Her name is Lisa Camella. She is the Executive Vice President of UDesignWePrint.com, which, by the way, is also a member of the Handmade Beauty Network, which is the sponsor of today's radio show. Lisa Camella is an expert at helping other small business owners learn the terminology and the tips and the tools and the tricks that they need to create high-quality printed materials to market their business on a budget. And she's going to share some of that information with us today so we can get the best quality materials out there to sell our businesses. Lisa Camella from UDesignWePrint.com, welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're welcome. It's really, really great to have you here. Now, I always like to start these shows by giving our listeners a flavor for who it is they're talking to. So can you start, Lisa, by just giving us a little bit of information about who you are and how you got involved in your own business?
Sure, sure. I've been in printing, and I guess you could say printing of graphic arts production pretty much my whole career. I started back in 1985, if you can go back that far, and that was before desktop publishing. So the world of graphic arts production has changed tremendously, and I actually started out as a copywriter after mm-hmm. college, and at that time I was working for a large fashion catalog house, where everything was done. This was the early days of graphic arts production, in that there was no desktop publishing. We did paste-ups and galleys, and for people out there who remember that sort of thing. So you were really tied into the production. You couldn't necessarily be a part of the graphic arts production, producing a catalog, let's say, mm-hmm. Without knowing how it worked on the production end, on the printer's side, because you were so closely linked.
Okay.
Whether you were writing copy or whether you were doing art for the catalog. So it was a great training ground, and that was when the bug hit me. I loved the technology associated with that, and it was ever-changing. And so I just stayed in the business. I've been in marketing and printing for about 23 years now.
So you really just started, like, seeing this from the other end.
Exactly, exactly, from the ground up. And it was great training. And it was really, you know, it's just fascinating. You either, you know, as anything else, you've got to love it to stick with it, and it's just in my blood, so.
And so tell me about how you got involved with UDesignWePrint. Are you one of the launchers of that business, so to speak?
No, I'm not. Jen Russo is the founder and the president of UDesign, and I mm-hmm. came on board as a partner and vice president
mm-hmm.
A little over a year ago.
Oh, great.
I was working, I was doing a lot of freelancing, and I had been working for printers in a sales manager capacity, which wasn't exactly fulfilling what I really wanted to do. I'm a single mom, and I really wanted something that offered more flexibility, but I wasn't willing to give up the creative challenge and all the years of experience that I had just to do something, you know, sort of part-time. I needed a full-time job, and I wanted to be challenged. And so I met Jen in Tucson, which is where I'm located in mm-hmm. Arizona. And it's hot here, too, by the way.
Wow, I bet it is. I bet it is. So as a single mom, you know, how many kids do you have?
I have one child. I have a daughter who's 13 now.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay, so you're really juggling stuff. And this is what a great arrangement it is to be able to have a position that that allows you to do something that you love, and even remotely, too, because You Design We Print is not located in Arizona, is it?
No, the corporate office is in Boston, but most of our print partners, one of the challenges that I took on with You Design was to help establish some new print partners and to sort of expand our base of print partners. And since that is really, you know, kind of my forte in that regard, we have a lot of great print partners here in Arizona, and it's great to be close to them, mm-hmm. Able to troubleshoot and things like that. So, yeah, the Internet business is great because you can work remote. I go to Boston occasionally, and Jen comes to Tucson, and it really works.
Yeah, and you know, that is so great, and that's really what this show is all about. And I promise we are going to talk about printing, but, you know, we really just love to be able, because we're all in this together, Lisa. You know, you have a particular type of business, I have a particular type of business, all the listeners have different businesses, and the idea is that no matter where you are in your stage of life, particularly if you're a mother, whether your children are younger, middle, older, whatever, it's a challenge to make a business work. And you have got, I'm sure you have lots of tips and things on balancing stuff, too, because working from home and from a remote location is, you know, it's got to have some challenges attached to it. But isn't it great to be able to do it and have the kind of flexibility that you need to spend time with your daughter?
It really is great to do it, and I think that I couldn't have done it maybe 10 years ago. I think you have to get to a certain point where you are, you know, wildly self-motivated and you're definitely disciplined, and you sort of have a groove, you know, that you've really gotten to that point where you know you can see yourself, visualize yourself doing it, and balance all the other things you have to do. And I have to say, having family nearby doesn't hurt.
Wow, yeah. Well,
having support.
Yeah, and you're right about that, being self-motivated. And speaking of that, you know, I remember when I first started my business, an established businesswoman told me that she noticed that her sales increased within one quarter by 25% after she had a print catalog made that was in color.
I believe it.
And she had had one that was pretty decent. It didn't have any photographs in it. It had a lot of drawings and representations that were, you know, appropriate for her type of business, but nothing was in color. And literally one quarter, she spent a lot of money on this. It was a really nice, several page long catalog, pictures of all of her product. Sales jumped 25%, more than covered the cost of her catalog in 3 months.
I believe it. Absolutely. That's the truth. And that's sort of where we are today with printing. I think the old adage, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, is so true. And when it comes to marketing and advertising, you can take advantage of all the tools that are out there in terms of email and marketing and that, and they're great extensions. But if you have a service or a product, it's great to get something in your customer's hands. And nowadays, it can be very economical to do.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. I mean, this was like almost 10 years ago when she shared this with me. And, of course, back then it was much more expensive and more expensive to produce it, more expensive to have it printed, et cetera. So, you know, it's really great to know that these kinds of services are out there, and there are so many of them out there. I mean, you can go on to any search engine and put in high-quality, low-cost printing, and you just get overwhelmed with responses. So we're going to, you know, want to talk to you, Jen, about, oh, my goodness, what do we do with all of these companies? And I would imagine that, you know, you want referrals from friends and get references and all that stuff. But if you don't have someone to talk to, we want to pick your brain about what we need to know to choose a printer. What are the questions to ask? How do we distinguish a good one from a bad one? What's some of the terminology that we need to know? We're going to spend some time talking about those things this afternoon, and we're going to take our first break here and come back and ask you some of those questions, so get ready.
All right, I'm ready.
We also are going to open up the phone lines when we come back. And in Donna Maria on the Lifestyle CEO Show, we'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and we are here today talking with Lisa Camilla of YouDesignWePrint.com. And while you're enjoying the show, you may want to be perusing their website there at YouDesign, that's U, the letter U, YouDesignWePrint.com. Have a look around, and Lisa's going to be sharing some information with us about printing in general, and you can be looking for some things on their website. There's a lot of information there. So, Lisa, let's just jump right in here. Why are people so reluctant to hire a printer?
First, it's very important. You have this great network here. Network with your colleagues. Ask what printers they've used. Ask them some questions about their experience. And if you don't have that outlet, I think going online and searching for a printer is great. Now, obviously, we're on the internet. We love when people find us. But, again, common sense prevails in that. Know what it is you want to produce. So if you want to do a short run brochure or catalog, when you make that call, be totally honest with the person you're talking to and say, I've never done this before. I just want to do 200 brochures or whatever. Mm-hmm. And immediately the response that you get will tell you if you're talking to a quality printer.
Okay, and will it also tell you with some whether it's somebody that's used to working with small businesses?
Yeah, I think definitely, because what I was going to say is I think the rules apply in any service industry, whether it's, you know, the concierge at a hotel, your dry cleaning person when something's gone horribly wrong, or it's your printer. And a good quality printer will be honest with you and tell you, you know what, we're a really large shop, we're not really a good place for you, but call this person.
Mm-hmm.
A really good printer will take the time that is necessary to talk with you on the phone about your project, the best way to do it, and guide you. If somebody doesn't want to do that, hang up the phone and move on, because customer service is really what it's all about. You know, at YouDesign We Print, our main focus is customer service. We're fanatical about it, and that's because, again, in any industry, especially a service industry, that's the most important thing. You still have to communicate to your supplier. It's not all files transferred in emails. You know, you've got to have trust in the person you're dealing with. And so I think that's really the bottom line. That's your first clue. Trust your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
If the person you're talking to seems like they don't really want to talk to you, mm-hmm. or they don't have any good advice for you, just simply move on.
Right, right.
There are a lot of printers out there. And I think some of the other questions, if you do get someone on the phone who takes their time with you, you know, at YouDesign We Print, we get people from all levels of knowledge calling us with all sorts of projects, from, you know, 5 custom brochures on up to catalog runs. And if you can explain your project in a nutshell, basically your quantity that you're running.
Quantity, okay.
Really tells the printer what sort of job you're doing.
Okay, okay.
And if you know nothing about printing or nothing about your job in terms of specifications, just say, I only want to do 500 brochures, or I only want to do 50 flyers.
Mm-hmm.
That tells the printer, okay, they go into this category.
Okay, okay.
And they will be able to guide you.
Okay. And so let's just say you have decided on the number. There's some other things to consider, too, like the resolution of the images that you send to the printer, and even just, you know, the specifications in terms of size and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things can someone look for? Let's just do a hypothetical. We want to do, let's just say, a trifold brochure, because a lot of people seem to start with that,
mm-hmm.
At least on their own. They start with a trifold brochure, you know, that's a, you know, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, maybe 8.5 by 17, and they fold it so they can stick it in an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
What if I came to you and said I wanted to do that? What would be your next questions for me, and how would I get some idea of how much it would cost?
I think that I just have to say that that's a challenge for a lot of people. Actually, setting up the file is like a whole other, you know, a whole other side to doing commercial printing for people.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to ask the question, Lisa, because so many people, I mean, I have a small magazine, and I know a little bit about that challenge. I am illiterate when it comes to this stuff, but I'm able to hire people to help me with it, so I don't really have to learn the language. But for people who do, for whatever reason, you know, it's really difficult to get all that stuff together. And so do printing companies, you know, help you with the lingo, or even some of them may even offer hourly services to do the design for you?
Sure. I think all those are a possibility. But, again, I would sort of start at the beginning, and I tell people, do a little bit of research. If you don't know anything about that aspect of it, the technical aspect of setting up your files, and you happen to be charged with that function, you don't have a choice and you have to do it yourself, do some research. For example, on our site, we have a whole link you can click on that says preparing your files for printing.
Excellent.
And it has some great information there, and we're not the only ones who have that. We've got some great competitors online who give you a lot of information that you can get from the site before you ever place an order. And I think online printing companies are really good at that.
Okay.
We are too, but that's where you can get a lot of information. At least you get enough information to know what questions to ask, or again, to be upfront with your printer and say, I have no clue about this. I've looked at it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. What's plan B? And usually plan B is we can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
At You Design Me Print, we offer that service as well. And there's a cost associated with it, but sometimes, you know, that cost offsets itself with, well, if I can't get it done, I can't do a brochure at all, and that's not going to help my marketing. So
right.
A little bit of investment up front is sometimes worth it. And the other thing that I would tell people to remember is that if you have a printer create a document for you, they're creating the design and the layout, and you pay for that job, those files are yours. So make sure you take your file with you when you go so that the next time you get it printed, you've got a place to start.
So do you get a disc or something generally?
You can certainly ask to have your job downloaded onto a CD and sent to you, or you can, usually that's the best way because files might be large.
Yeah, because you can save it, you know, and
yep.
You can always put it on your hard drive if you want, but it's always nice to have a hard copy.
It is, and it's nice to have that file because, again, it gives you a place to start. You may start off with just a simple trifold brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of pricing, you know, you could spend anywhere from $200, you know, basically under $500 if you want to do a minimum run of four-color trifold brochures, you know, like an 8.5 by 11 size. Depending on how many you want to do, you can spend $100, you can spend $500, just depending on your quantity and what you need in your piece.
Mm-hmm.
But again, start to build your archive of marketing materials by making sure you keep those files.
Yeah, and it's so great, speaking of building the archive, because once you've collected even just three or four individual items from business cards to brochures, you can use pieces of those in other applications, and since you own them, you don't have to worry about the copyright.
Exactly. And you don't have to worry about starting from scratch. Sometimes,
right.
People have problems getting their files back, and that's an indication to not use that printer again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's an excellent tip, is to make sure that whoever you use, you clarify up front that whatever is created is your property, not theirs.
It is, and inherently, in terms of a legal aspect, once you've paid for your job, all associated costs, it is your property. I mean,
right.
It actually is.
Right.
You know, you should be able to get a copy, and typically there isn't a problem, but just, you know, a lot of things happen out there, and that's just one of those little tips.
Well, I've had someone actually ask me, and this is a little bit different. It wasn't a printing job, but someone designed something for me and told me that I could use it on the Internet, but if I didn't, if it wasn't being used on the Internet, that is, if it was actually being used on any other kind of marketing material, I was supposed to get their permission first.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I mean, I negotiated out of that situation. But, you know, you don't want to get in that situation. You want to clarify up front that it belongs to you. And so once you've gotten that clarified, you know, what do you, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what to clarify next. We're going to take a break first, though.
Okay.
You guys can call 800-773-0355 to get your own questions answered by Lisa. That's 800-773-0355 if you have your own printing questions. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Everyone, welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We are here today talking about how to choose a printer. You know, a lot of people with websites, and I'm one of them, it's so tempting sometimes to think, you know, I have a website and gee, it's all in color and it looks great. Why in the world do I need something in writing to put in people's hands? Lisa, how do you answer that question when entrepreneurs on a budget say that to you? And I'm sure you hear that.
Yep, we hear it all the time. We get a lot of calls from startups and people who want to do marketing, but they're very tentative about it. And I just try to let people know that right now, in terms of commercial printing, you have a lot of options. There are digital presses out there, which we utilize a lot, that can give you incredible full-color quality for your postcards or for your trifold brochures for surprisingly little amount of money. Now, when you talk about budget, if you want to do a trifold brochure, you know, I would say you really need to have, you know, think about spending $200, $500, $200, you know, minimum to get a brochure or a flyer sent out. Postcards, you really have a lot more flexibility, and sometimes that's a great way to start because you can spend $100 and get 500 postcards, which, you know, to a startup business, sometimes 500 is even too many. You know, you might not have that big of a list, but if you think about the power of that great, beautiful, glossy printed piece versus you know, not doing anything or doing something off your laser printer, it's a huge difference, huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And so it's great to always, you know, have something to put in people's hands at the gas station or the grocery store, too.
Absolutely. People keep those things, and they remember.
Yeah, instead of just referring to your website. So, okay, so I'm getting started. I'm going to do my first print marketing piece. What is, generally speaking, and I know there'll be some variations depending on different things, but what would you generally suggest that someone who's just getting started, they want something that's, that is efficient, on a budget, but is, you know, packs a pretty powerful punch? What would you suggest to get started?
Usually we talk about doing postcards because postcards, as I said, can be an inexpensive way to get your name in front of clients.
Mm-hmm.
You can do them digitally. You can do a small run of postcards. You don't have to do 500 or 1,000. You can do 50 if you need, and they're going to look beautiful and incredible, and you're not going to spend a lot of money. If you spend $100 or $50 on a marketing campaign using a postcard and you get even a, you know, a 2% return, depending on your product, that could be huge. I mean, it's worth it. And this way you also are gathering names when people respond to you, and you can do an offer on there, which definitely gets people in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're simply handing them out at a trade show, same thing. You get a lot of mileage from something someone can tack up on their bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Refer to your website, you know, they like what they see, and they say, I got your postcard, and I want the offer. And it just works. It's an age-old, direct marketing is still around, it still works.
Mm-hmm.
The printed piece, I think, I hope it's never going to go away.
I think what's great about a postcard is that you can have a really nice color on one side, and you can write on the other side a little personal note, but you don't have to write a whole lot, and still you can say something personal to another person.
Absolutely. You can get 100 postcards, for example. If you want to do 100 postcards with just color on one side, mm-hmm. you can do that for $30.
100 postcards with color on one side, $30?
Mm-hmm.
Full color on one side?
Exactly. And so that is so worth it, especially if you're doing that kind of grassroots marketing where you're handing it out at a show, or maybe you're going to an associated show and you're networking and you want to hand something to people besides a business card.
Mm-hmm.
It's larger, first of all, so it gets noticed. You can write a handwritten note on the back. Again, it's just getting that mileage, as much bang for your buck as you can in marketing.
Mm-hmm. So what do you notice when people come to you? Let's say, you know, I've got my files done and I'm all ready to go. What are some of the issues that pop up, you know, once someone, you know, does send you a file? What do you find are some of the issues, and how do you resolve those and help someone, again, who's new to getting this kind of work done?
Well, with You Design We Print, I mean, we like to take the start from the beginning approach, and I always like to counsel my customers up front about how to set up their files or to read the information on our site. And if they have questions, we sort of walk them through that. Again, as I said, any good printer should be willing to do that for you. But let's just say you think you're ready to go. A lot of times people will send us a PDF file, which is typically the normal file format to send in for digital printing, but they don't have the bleed correctly, they have an image that goes off the edge of the card, and they don't have that set up correctly, or sometimes they're still working in RGB instead of CMYK. Those are two different color profiles.
So what's an image bleed, what's RGB, and what's CMYK?
A bleed is when, let's say you're doing a postcard, and you have a photograph of your product, and it goes straight off the edge of the page. In other words, there's no border in that. And you want it that way because it's definitely more stylistic to do that. When you're setting up your file, you have to make sure that you allow for an eighth of an inch extra width all the way around your postcard. That's called a bleed, so that when it goes through the cutter at the printer and it gets chopped to size, you're not getting your border chopped off.
So a bleed is a term that's used when you basically you want the color to bleed off the end, no border.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, no borders.
Right, and CYMK RGB?
CMYK is actually the color profile that commercial printing uses. It's cyan, magenta, yellow, and black, which are the four colors that make up those millions of colors that you see on a printed piece. Now, in lots of desktop publishing programs that folks use to create their products, they work sometimes in RGB, which is, you know, red, green, and blue, which is a different color profile. What happens is it's like that color profile is speaking Greek, and you send it to your printer, and that software speaks Spanish. It doesn't work.
Okay.
So that's why anything that you will read will tell you that. It's usually a very easy change when you're in the program, but again, your printer should be able to, your sales rep, whomever you're talking to, should be able to help you out and guide you through that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how to set that up.
Okay, so when that happens, if the image is not properly placed so that the bleed is appropriate, or if the colors are RGB instead of
CMYK,
then you send that back and you tell the customer that things have to be changed. And I know sometimes what must happen is they're not sure what to do. Can you help, and other printers like, can you help someone take something that's kind of almost there and fix it before you print it?
We can. The only caution is when you have a PDF file, PDF files can be modified, but they're not meant to be. The best practice is, if your printer asks for a PDF file, it's sort of like a WYSIWYG, because what you see is what you should get. That file should be ready to go. if it's not, it's best that your printer, what we do is we'll call you back and say, we've got a few little issues here, and we guide you through going back and resaving your file correctly.
Okay, so you get the, you work with the native file to get it the way you want it, and then you save it as a PDF.
You should, exactly. You should work with the native file to get it the way you want it and save it as a PDF. A lot of times people can work in the native program and just can't, for some reason, get the PDF to work. So sending in a native file is absolutely okay. That's mm-hmm. absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. We can convert it and save it for you.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble comes when somebody has a designer friend who's just given them a PDF and then they sort of go away, and all the customer has is this PDF, no native program associated. Then that gets a little scary. We can go in and help you fix that. Sometimes PDFs can be modified, and sometimes they can't. That's the only issue.
There's a lot
of extra factors.
And that is so scary, too, just as a caution to people listening. And, again, I've definitely learned a lot of things the hard way. Don't by any means know everything yet. But one of the things is that when you have a friend who's creating something and it's not done, like with an agreement and a deadline and all that stuff, if it ever gets done, frequently it's just not sometimes worth all
right.
the trouble going back and forth. It really does take a load off if you can scrape up the few extra dollars to get someone to actually design something for you, gets it off your desk. All you have to do is approve it, suggest a few edits, and then, you know, 2 days later it's at the printers, and a week later at the most, I guess, you have your finished materials rather than going back and forth with someone who's kind of doing it part-time and just
yes.
not really able to give it the attention it deserves. So it's great that you and other printers offer that kind of service to help people. And with a postcard, you know, you can probably get that designed, you know, within an hour, right? So you may pay one hourly rate.
It's definitely worth it, and what we do is we offer that design service to folks at a very reasonable rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it is a cost associated, but like you said, to scrape up the extra few dollars and have a really great piece marketing-wise that's going to bring in sales for you,
mm-hmm.
and then you have that going forward to the next piece, to the next
mm-hmm.
piece. As you grow, it's so worth the investment, and it really is minimal.
Yeah. So let's just say, again, you're working on the postcard and you've got everything worked out. And you guys, how much did you say for 100 postcards?
Well, you can get 100 postcards that are full color on one size.
Uh-huh.
And that's our one side, I'm sorry. And that's our what we call our standard size postcard.
Uh-huh.
So that's 5.5 by 4.25 postcard.
Uh-huh.
It has color on one side and the back is blank. And if you do it in a standard turnaround, you can get it for under $30 for 100 cards. Which is,
wow.
like I said, marketing-wise, you can't beat that. You just can't.
No, and you can stick that in your boxes when you send out orders. If you have a book, you can mm-hmm. stick it in the book. When you have 10 or 12 of them in your purse when you go to church or your networking
exactly.
group, and you have them to hand out.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's the kind of marketing that you almost can't afford, you can't afford not to do it.
I mean, right, and better than a business card, too, because it won't be lost as easily.
Exactly, and you can convey a lot more message in that space.
And so, okay, so postcard would be your first. So what is, like, the second step, quote-unquote, up from there when, again, you're doing it on a budget, but you want something a little bit fancier than a postcard? What would you suggest? And not fancier is not the right word, but you know what I mean. Something with a little bit more of, the next step up in terms of punch.
Well, I would suggest going to flyers, just in terms of budget. You start with a postcard, you're in the $30 to $50 range. When you go to flyers, you can be in the $100 to $500 range, and, of course, on up. Then you go to brochures because, the trifold brochures are going to be a little bit more expensive, and they've got folding in there, all that costs money. But you can do an 8.5 by 11 flyer. That's four color again. You can do it for $100 or so. And, again, if you have a little larger list maybe, you want to do some targeted mailing, fold it up, put it in an envelope, hand it out at trade shows. Again, it's just, you can get more information on that size of a piece,
mm-hmm.
and you might even be able to put a little coupon at the bottom, referral code, whatever your marketing strategy is. that's a great way to do it because it's a large enough piece that gives you that flexibility. So if you want to put in a response device on the bottom that says, you know, call, you got this coupon, call us with this little code and get 10% off, people will definitely do that.
Yeah, you know, and I've met a woman who does that very effectively in her business. She has a small postcard, and it goes into every order, and on the bottom of every one, it's like, you know, call in or place your order within 2 weeks, and you, you know, use a coupon code or something, you get like 15% off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and people love that. They, you know, they'll give you a shot. They'll give you a try. And, again, in terms of marketing, it's really – because the cost these days to do it, to get a beautiful full-color piece, is so minimal, and you can convey so much on that piece, it really pays to do it. So start small. Start where your budget, you know, is, and there are lots and lots of options. So, again, talk to your printer about – you can even talk to your printer about your budget and say, I need to do some marketing. What do you suggest? Mm-hmm. Again, a good printer is going to have that conversation with you and guide you, and because they'll want to grow with you.
Right, right. Well, here's the other tricky thing that company did. They would put a sample in the box of something that I didn't order that they knew I would love. And so there I was with a sample of something I loved but didn't order and a coupon. It's like I'd open my box in my office, look at the stuff I didn't order, and go, gee, I should have ordered that. Use my coupon, go right on the Internet and place an order for it.
Isn't that...
It's like so sneaky.
Yep, very clever, very clever.
Yeah, so they got their money back on their postcard with the one in my box anyway.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of marketing ideas, and when you're using a color piece, anything that you can get in your customer's hand, any way you can do it, whether it's with your order, with their statement, their billing statement, handing it out, you know, in person, putting in mailboxes, whatever it is that you can do, that's going to have an impact.
Right. Now, and the same thing holds for, like, product labels and things, too, right? When you have a product that you need a label on, and, of course, you can get, you know, a standard, you know, generic-type label and print it off on your computer printer. But, you know, having something that's a little more high quality and maybe even smudge-resistant that's for color, that's helpful, too, right? And do you guys do that kind of work, too?
We do. Labels can be done very economically. Again, on the digital press, you can get, depending on the size of the label, you get multiple up, which is great because you're getting that high yield for a lower cost, lower unit cost. So if you need 100 labels but you want custom, beautiful, four color for whatever you're doing, you can definitely do that on a budget as well.
Mm.
And like you said, sometimes even a product label or maybe you're just doing a simple mailing, and you want to put a sticker on the envelope. Or lots of people buy standard pocket folders that you can get in the office supply store, because those are a little more expensive to create yourself. And then they put a custom label on it.
Works great.
You've got your product out there, your custom label. All you've paid for is to get the label printed, and you've used the convenience of getting the pocket folders at Office Max until you can, you know, create your own. But there's just so many ways to market your business economically with four-color printing these days that, again, a good printer will help you get your business off the ground by guiding you. And that's what we love to do. I mean, we're all small businesses all getting off the ground, and there's no reason why you can't.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the other what are some overlooked marketing tools that you can create for people that you can print that people just, you know, I mean, we all think of postcards and trifold brochures, and those are great. Are there any things that are useful that people kind of overlook that they can also consider on a budget?
Well, I think one of the greatest things that you can do these days, you'll hear it called variable data or one-to-one marketing, which is tailor-made for small businesses doing a short run. For example, if you have a list of maybe just 100 clients and you want to get your latest product in their hands, or you have a great offer, those 100 cards can all be customized. So, for example, it can say, good morning, you know, Donna Maria, we have a product just for you. The last time you ordered, you bought, you know, product X, and we'd like you to try product Y. It can be that customized. Because it's all a digital transfer of information from the press to the card, and that is really, I think, the most powerful thing that's come along in a while.
Oh, that's really interesting. So you could decide, you could pick a brochure, let's just say you pick a standard postcard,
mm-hmm.
and you want to say, last time you visited our website, you brought our sugar scrub, now you may want to buy our lotion.
Exactly.
And for the next postcard, it could be, last time you bought our soap, maybe now you want to buy our body butter.
Exactly.
And you can change it like that and not incur that much of an incremental cost for each change?
You can change it like that. And there's different levels associated with that sort of one-to-one marketing.
One-to-one marketing, is that the term that we would use if we wanted to get that?
One-to-one marketing, the actual term is called variable data.
Variable data, okay.
And it falls under the one-to-one marketing umbrella.
Okay.
It's definitely something you can do. Now, depending on how deep you go into that with how much information you want to change, you can even change out photos. You can have 100 different photos, however you want to do it.
Wow.
But if you just do the basic, which is customize each card to the person you're sending it to with their name and perhaps a product, it's definitely affordable. It's really the most incredible marketing tool. And studies have shown that kind of marketing will pull almost 75% over traditional direct mail. So,
because it's customized to the person into whose hands it's going.
Exactly.
Wow. That is so great. I'm glad I asked that question because that's something that, most people wouldn't really think about because the cost would just seem to be too expensive to do that. So it's good to know that you can do that. Now, Lisa, we've got to close in a few minutes here. Can you tell us where we can go to find you, what your phone number is, and all that stuff, so we can get people in touch with you for more information?
Absolutely. You can find us on the Internet at www.udesignweprint.com, and that's the letter U in that name. And you can reach us by phone at 800-958-3313.
And you've also got a system here, a program on here where people can actually get a quote online, right?
Yes, you can click on the custom quote link, and you can simply just type in a short description or just type in, I want to do a brochure help with your email address, and we'll get right back to you.
Right. Well, Lisa Camilla, thank you for joining us from udesignweprint.com. I know that you have provided so much helpful information for people getting started to creating some marketing materials, and I hope that you listeners out there will take what Lisa said to heart. And, I mean, $30 or $40 is not a lot to get some really good, high-quality postcards, and it allows you to start little and then grow from there. If you can cover your costs and make a little bit more, then you can see that it works, and then you can just grow from there. So I encourage you to check out udesignweprint.com and check out some other printers, as Lisa suggested, on the Internet. Get your feet wet, learn the technology and the terminology, and just use it for all it's worth to grow your business. We're going to sign off for now. We've got some great shows coming up over the next couple of weeks. On August the 28th, we have the e-zine queen, Alexandria Brown, who's going to show us how to create an online magazine that complements our business and increases sales. And we've got other things coming up, too. So I'll be looking forward to sharing lots more helpful information for you guys. Plus, the Lifestyle CEO Zone looks like it was a real big success. We're going to keep doing that, too, so you can see what other people are doing in the middle of their Lifestyle CEO Day. In the meantime, get out there and break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. See you next week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.